This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
When the Prophet ﷺ was young, approximately around the age of 6, his beloved and dear mother Amina departed from this world. This was a very heavy incident in the Prophet's life, considering that he was born without a father. His father passed away before the birth of Rasulullah ﷺ. And then after his birth, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was sent off to the Bedouin lands with Halima Sa'diya for what the scholars estimate was around 4 years. So the actual time the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam spent with his beloved and dear mother, Amina, was around 2 years. But a relationship is a relationship. The bond between a mother and a child is so special, even if the time they've spent together is brief. And Amina takes her beloved son to Medina Munawwara. On the way back from Medina is when she fell ill and she passed away. The death of his mother was very heavy on him. We can't even begin to imagine how difficult this must have been. And some of the scholars actually have this discussion. What was the reason? What was the benefit behind the passing of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's parents while he was still young? And one of the interesting things they say is that it was to prepare the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to rely purely on Allah azza wa jal, and to not be too dependent on any one human being. Life is full of tragedies. Life is full of realities. That today you're with someone and tomorrow they leave. Being taught profound and powerful lessons through pain, through difficulty, through actual real trauma isn't easy. But without experiencing that difficulty yourself, there are some lessons that are just beyond your reach. Go and talk to someone who's married and then had a child and lost their child. Go and talk to someone who's carried their own father to the graveyard. Talk to someone who's experienced a real loss in their business. And those people, when they speak, the lesson they've learned through their calamity is truly special. It's unique because it's not an experience they've read of, it's an experience they've lived. At every moment when they feel that pain, they have to confide deeper in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was destined to do, the great khidmah that was in front of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, of spreading Islam to the corners of the world and standing in the battlefield in Badr, Uhud, and all the other great expeditions, was impossible unless from a very young age the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was taught this lesson of relying less on those that are around you and relying more on Allah azza wa jalla. Go and talk to an orphan and they'll tell you there are lonely nights. There are nights where you just don't know what's going to happen next. But reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that orphan becomes their natural nourishment. This is how I satisfy myself. This is how I feed myself. The pain that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam endured at the passing of his mother, it was with him throughout his life. It's not that he didn't have empathy. It's not that he didn't have sympathy. Years pass by, decades later, he's passing by his mother's grave with the companions and he begins to cry. Because this is where he was as a child and where he stood as he buried his mother. That pain was real. But the lesson in that pain, the lesson in that tragedy, was one that prepared Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the great future that was ahead of him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to learn from these stories and give us strength in our moments of weakness. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.